Welcome to episode 9 of season 18 of the Growing Empire Show. Today is our trailer and recap of season 18 and a little bit about what you can expect to hear in season 19.
Welcome to Growing Empires, hosted by real estate entrepreneur and trusted investment advisor, Jennifer DeJesus. Growing Empires provides insight to building wealth through passive income-producing real estate investments for those who want to build and manage a more profitable real estate portfolio.
So I'm so thankful that we've gotten through 18 seasons of the Growing Empire Show. And I would like to thank all of our dedicated listeners for your continued trust and belief in us that we can deliver content that is valuable as a resource to you as you navigate the world of real estate investment. Season 18 was all about tax advantages that you can use with your real estate investment. And we talked to a couple of people that are currently utilizing some strategies in their own personal real estate investments. One was a colleague and actually client of Empire Property Management, Christian Beyer. And he talked a lot about how utilizing tax strategies really allowed him to fuel his investment game, and it allowed him the opportunity to really scale at a great pace because he wasn't essentially giving all the money back to the government, to the IRS. So Christian talked a lot about his self-directed IRA. He talked about how he utilizes those strategies to make sure that he is maximizing every dollar on his real estate investment. We actually had 4 episodes then with Nate Hare from Self-Directed IRA. And that particular company not only hosts their own podcast that is phenomenal, but I have found them to be the best of the best when it comes to utilizing the resources out there for IRAs. And whether you're setting up private funds, whether you're doing a checkbook IRA, whether you're trying to figure out if stocks and mutual funds are the right thing for you, or even if you want to utilize Bitcoin and crypto and things like that, there are so many opportunities via real estate IRAs that allow you to really invest in many cases tax-free. And Nate goes through 4 episodes where he goes into detail about each one of these types of IRA accounts and which one might work for you or not work for you. He also talked about the tax challenges with each one and some of the things that you need to know about who can invest in them and where you can get the assets from. But even goes in a little detail more about how you can lend out of your IRA. So I thought that that was incredibly helpful and very powerful as we talk about tax strategies for real estate investment. Then we got into our conversation with Mike Henninger. And Mike is a CPA that has spent the last, say, decade or more actually focusing on financial advisory for real estate investors. So he went from his CPA, you know, tax return background to really getting into a proactive approach with real estate investors by helping investors plan their tax strategies appropriately. Because as he mentioned in our episode, by the time tax time rolls around, it's already too late to put the pieces to the puzzle together to defer your taxes or eliminate taxes. And Mike really went into detail about a couple of different opportunities that you have to really accelerate depreciation and use other strategies and potentially even some loopholes that are in the IRS tax code. One of those loopholes that Mike spoke about was the loophole regarding short-term investments and how to utilize those in your tax strategy, if it makes sense. Mike spent a great deal of time talking about cost segregation studies and how to use them. And he also broke some of the typical misunderstandings. You know, generally speaking, people think that cost segregation studies are only for large commercial properties. And Mike kind of broke down that assumption and why it is incorrect. And he really went into detail about how to utilize a cost segregation study, and most importantly, when you would do it in your real estate investment portfolio. So if you did not get a chance to listen to episode 8 of season 18, you definitely want to make sure you go back and listen to Mike talk about cost segregation studies so that you can learn more about that.
The episode will continue in just a moment.
As an investor, we know it's important to stay on top of market trends and real estate opportunities that add value to your portfolio. We also know that having a trusted source of reliable information to help you stay a step ahead of other investors is critical to your success. If you're interested in having these types of resources, as well as access to me and my team, I invite you to join the Empire Investment Club, a free service that gives you an easier way to make sense of today's and tomorrow's real estate opportunities. As a member of the Empire Investment Club, you'll get access to relevant resources and investment-focused experiences such as live interactive webinars, market trend presentations, and investor socials designed to equip you with what you need to succeed. So whether you're an active investor, passive investor, a combination of both, or just starting out, the club is where you'll get what you need to build a portfolio you love. To join, just head over to jenniferdejesus.com, sign up, and we'll see you in the club, where everyone's on a journey to becoming a better investor.
So season 19, what can you expect from season 19? Well, I am so excited about what's coming up for season 19. And the reason is that the entire season is going to be dedicated to masterminds, networking, and education. You are going to hear from many of my colleagues in different masterminds. Season 19 will focus on specifically MIH Mastermind, which stands for Make It Happen. And this mastermind, out of all the ones that I'm involved in, actually happens to be my most favorite. And the reason behind it is the group of people, it's a small group of people, and the group of people that are in this mastermind are incredibly educated, incredibly well-rounded, not only in their career, but in their diversity and how they invest and what works for them. But it is a great bunch of people that just absolutely love to be go-givers. And what I mean by that is there is no shortage of people that will take you under their wing and help you work through challenges that you may face in your investing portfolio or in your investing career. And what is so significant about that specific thing is that there are so many investors that end up failing in real estate investments. And it's not always because they didn't have enough education to start. And it's also not always because they bought a bad deal. Sometimes you get dealt a bad hand, and it's not something that you can always foresee, but how you navigate those challenges really becomes the difference between profitable and not profitable. And as you're in the trenches and as you are going through some of the challenges with real estate investing, it's really key that you have a network of people that you can bounce ideas off of, but most importantly, have likely been in your shoes previously. You know, my parents always taught me something that still lives with me today, and that you always want to surround yourself with people smarter than you or people that have been in a place that you want to be so that you are have the ability to kind of level up and know what that looks like. And I find that I carry that same momentum even in my real estate investing career, but also my personal real estate investments. Now, I have owned so many different types of investment properties. I've owned commercial buildings. I've owned industrial buildings. I've owned single family homes. I've owned multifamily homes, and all for different reasons and different purposes. And I wouldn't necessarily say specifically that I have a favorite, but multifamily is definitely where I would say that I have truly mastered the craft behind multifamily investments. So as we have people in the mastermind that are maybe just venturing into perhaps third-party management, I'm able to lend a hand and offer guidance and support because I own a property management company. So it only makes sense that I have an inside, understanding of how they operate and what to look for and what to stay away from, but most importantly, how to hire the right third-party management. And for people that want to actually start their own management, their own internal property management, I can actually help them do that as well. Simultaneously, as I'm venturing into new types of real estate investments, I'm looking for guidance and experience that others have and are willing to share. And although I'm fairly new to this particular group, I can tell you with absolute certainty that there has been no shortage of help and guidance and information. And when I tell you that these connections are lifelong, they truly are. They are actually lifelong friendships. And what I'm finding is the power in partnerships, the power in networking, and the power in the education that is delivered via these mastermind groups. So although there are many opportunities for education, you can self-educate, you can go to meetups, you can go to networking events, there is nothing that is more powerful than masterminds and education with groups of people that are dedicated to specific types of investing and specific types of goals. So season 19, you are going to get to hear from many of these different partners and their experiences, not only in real estate investments, what has worked, what hasn't worked, but some of them are going to talk to you about how they exited corporate America and how they made that actual jump or how they got started in real estate investing. We're going to talk about the important things, like how do you scale? How do you get beyond that first property, that one property that you have? How do you really leverage other people? How do you leverage partnership? How do you leverage money and capital? And we're going to talk about different financing tricks that people have used. But this group, I think it's really important to mention that these people are building generational wealth. So these are more than just investors. These are people that have full-time careers in real estate investing. They left their corporate jobs. They are financially free. They live the life that they've always desired to live. They're home with their families. They're traveling the world. They're doing what they want to do every day versus what they have to do every day. And that is a big difference when you can transition from something you have to do, like go to work, go to your job, to I can wake up and do whatever I feel like doing. And real estate has been the vehicle for all of these people to be financially free or on the path to financial freedom. And it all looks a little different in what they invest, what part of the country they're in, what works for them, what hasn't worked for them. And you're going to see the power of the mentorship, but also the power of the network. I'm sure you've heard people say before, your network is your net worth. Well, if that's the case, and with this group, I can tell you that I'm a billionaire. So I'm excited for you to hear season 19. And I definitely need to mention that I will be co-hosting this first season with one of my clients and good friends and partners in real estate, Robert Musso. So I hope you stay tuned for season 19. And until next time, take care.
For more information about how Jennifer can help you plan, develop, and manage a strong real estate investment portfolio, visit growingempires.com.